Because either of us is wrong.
What if you is?
Of course.
Misunderstood.
Uh-huh. Please sit down. Either misunderstood or is indulging in falsehood, obviously and consciously. You know, once when I went to America in 1978, I was told by an American that the president of Mormons had declared that he was revealed by Allah, it was revealed to him by Allah, that from then on the blacks could also be given the office of ministry in the church. And because of that, he permitted the blacks to be taken in church as ministers. Previous to that, the Mormons wouldn't permit that, previous to this. Now, he told me that according to the general principle, will that man be punished? Because obviously he is telling a lie. Allah wouldn't have told him anything like that. So, I said, I can't answer this question on this generality. Because there are so many factors involved. You can't say somebody is a liar just by listening to something which may not have happened. People have different frames of mind. People have different psychic conditions. People have some mental diseases as well. So unless you know the man, you can't judge. And so I can't judge about these people as you have mentioned. They may be mistaken, they may be wrong, they may be diseased. But when I told this to him, I said, I would love to see the prophet of the Mormons, the president, as it is called by the outsiders, but the Mormons call him the prophet. So it so happened that on the same session, in the same session, a group of Mormons came where we were holding these discussions. And it was headed by a cardinal of the Mormons. Along with him, there were quite a few students who were on a training mission. He took them along for preaching and he was training them. So we had a very nice discussion there. And after that, this Mormon cardinal was so happy and pleased with me that he suggested himself that if you would like to visit our president, I can arrange that. I'm well connected. So this is exactly what I wanted. So I told him, of course, and he did arrange that. And I met the president, who was about 85 years of age at that time. So when I met him, I put him this question straightforwardly. I said, it is said about you that you, Allah had revealed to you before your decision was taken, that blacks can be taken in the ministry. He said, yes. I said, how did Allah speak? Please tell me. He said, you know what happened was that for one full week, I prayed to Allah, to God. And after that, I was fully satisfied that this is the right decision. You see, this is what he called revelation. So the concept of revelation varies from man to man. And it may not be the same term used by somebody else as we use it. For example, Gandhi also used the term revelation, but for a different meaning, for instinct, for intuition, let's say. He used the term revelation. So we don't know, unless we meet these people and know what sort of people they are and what are their impressions, we can't judge on generalities.
What about people like the Pope? Do you think God speaks to people like the Pope?
He never claims.
Oh, he doesn't claim, but he says he has dreams from God.
Dreams, everybody can see and can receive dreams from God. There is another phenomena you must remember. If you had read Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam's books, you would be very clear on this aspect. It is not a monopoly of a Muslim or a righteous man to be revealed something from Allah. Even an atheist sometimes gets a revelation from Allah. And even the non-believers, the infidels, the idolaters see good and true dreams. So number one, make it very clear in your mind. that it is not the monopoly of any particular religion or faith to be in contact with Allah. The fact is that it is for Allah to decide, but as far as general principle is concerned, that we can say positively, that if somebody is shown a dream by Allah, for some goodness he knows within him, and he comes and challenges those who are on the right path while he is on the wrong path, and makes it as a, presents it as a sign of Allah being on his side and not on the side of others. At the time of such a challenge, Allah will positively desert his cause and will take up sides with those whom he considers to be on the right path. So the general phenomena of revelation is not to be misunderstood. The fact is that if Allah had known, not manifested himself in so many ways to mankind as such, nobody would have believed in Allah anymore. It is these incidents spread out all over the world, here and there appearing and reappearing, which keep the faith in Allah alive in every denomination of religion. So this is a different phenomenon altogether. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has made it very clear that when, as a people, you are on the right path, this phenomena is not sporadic or a rare phenomena. It becomes a constant feature of the life of every participant. So, among Ahmadis, this phenomena is far more abundant, much more to be evidenced. And when the Ahmadis speak dream, the dreams of an Ahmadi from, for example, Shekhupura in Pakistan, sometimes tallies fantastically, exactly, with a dream seen by an Ahmadi in Spain or a dream seen by an Ahmadi in England. And when they write to me, then I put two and two together. And daily I receive sometimes 100 dreams and sometimes a bit less or more. And I'm in a position to judge that phenomena. And I can positively claim that this cannot happen anywhere else in the world, because the internal evidence is so strong that no people on earth can claim that.